A majority of climate scientists and the majority of the public see a line in the sand, having global average temperature rise more than 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. Well, we're there in a way. We passed that limit in 2024. The hard criterion from the Paris Agreement is averaging that high over a 20-year interval. What's the beef? We know. Crop losses, human suffering and mortality, loss of biological species, global sea level rise. Greatly concerning is passing permanent tipping points in climatic features such as sea ice loss and oceanic and atmospheric patterns of circulation. In various ways, some nations and some industries are reining in our fossil fuel use and land clearance. However, predicted changes indicate that we will overshoot even 2 degrees Celsius. Barring tipping points being exceeded, we humans can work our way back to 1.5 degrees, but the game is very different, politically charged, and very costly. The path and its difficulties were laid out recently by 6 researchers in 4 nations in the 29 January issue of Nature. One need that arises is actively removing CO2 from the air. It's never been done at scale. It's costly. We can't rely on it. But we all have to plan on the suite of fixes that will really change our lives. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy, viewable at greatschools.org.